In 20 years, streaming service Netflix has rewritten the rules for home entertainment, helping to cause TV ratings to tumble, viewers to ditch their cable subscriptions, and Hollywood to change the type of content it makes. When a made-for-streaming movie like Roma sweeps many of the Academy Awards, well, you know something different is in the air. Now Apple is looking to take on entertainment's huge gorilla Netflix with a new entertainment service, which will be officially unveiled on March 25th on the Apple campus in Cupertino, California. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. I will be at the event to fill you in on all the details, and this is Talking Tech. The unnamed service will feature programming from the likes of Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg, Reese Witherspoon, and Jennifer Aniston. My question, does Apple have another iPhone size hit here, or is it too late? This is the company, after all, that gave us Planet of the Apps and a reboot of Carpool Karaoke as its first two streaming entertainment tries, and both were critical flops. So I spoke to the analyst Daniel Ives from Wedbush Securities recently, and he is very optimistic that Apple will turn the ship around. He believes Apple's on track for garnering 100 million paid subscribers to the new service within just a few years.
Yeah, that's our prediction. Look, because we view it 1.4 billion active devices to date. In our opinion, 10% penetration, they could get in the next 3 to 4 years if there's the right content and strategy.
Netflix currently dominates the landscape with 140 million subscribers, compared to 100 million for Amazon and 50 million for Hulu. So what's behind Apple's reasoning for launching the new service? They have to, says Dan Ives. They need this content because after 12 years of the iPhone, sales have
fallen off a cliff. And right now, services is the key of the valuation.
And that's why you're getting nagged every morning to increase your iCloud storage, subscribe to Apple Music, rent a movie on iTunes, etc. The services division now generates more revenues than iPad, Macintosh computers, and the Apple Watch. And Apple knows this is the future. Make money off your iPhone base, because in the coming years, iPhone sales will continue to fall. So I leave you today with two questions. When's the last time you bought yourself a new iPhone? When's the last time you watched a movie on Netflix? I guess that answers it, doesn't it? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. I want to hear your thoughts on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to online podcasts. I'll be back with you tomorrow with another hot take from the world of tech. Thanks, everyone, for listening.